back. Welcome. If you're just joining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. This first hour of the show, I'm talking with each and every one of you about how we maintain our energy, our engagement, the very will to resist some of Donald Trump's worst impulses. And even if you are a Trump supporter, why do we care about these things? Why don't we just tune it all out? Right? There's so many things that can grab our attention now. But if you're listening, my guess is you probably do care very much about the future of our country, the future of your kids. And you may have some very particular views about what and how we should do these things and accomplish these next goals or face these challenges. And I've brought to you today to share with you my three whys, why I care, why I'm engaged, which are: I can't stand bullies. Secondly, I've always wanted to tell the truth, to speak it as best I can, to tell the truth to power. And thirdly, and finally, I've always wanted to make things work better, be more effective, more efficient. And as I've gotten older, I've tried to do these things with increasing levels of humility. We all think we know it when we're young. Turns out we don't. And I've, in the second half of this first hour, turned to the words of Bishop Mary Ann Buddy, who spoke to the nation, but very specifically spoke to our president, Donald Trump, from the Canterbury pulpit the day after Donald Trump was elected president. Sworn in on January 21st. And she said that our American project requires unity, not agreement on everything. That's not possible, but unity. And she further said that this idea of American unity requires three things: the acknowledgement of the dignity of every human being. Secondly, a commitment, even when personally costly, to tell the truth. And thirdly, the humility to understand that we're all fallible, that we may get it wrong. She spoke mere feet from Donald Trump and addressed him very specifically. And towards the end of her sermon on January 21st, she told us what is at stake if we fail in this American project, in this need for unity in our country.
It's a lot harder to realize when we're dealing with real differences in our private lives and in the public arena. But without unity, we're building our nation's house on sand.
So the bishop is telling us, if we cannot find our way to observe and pay fidelity to these three foundations of the American project, and frankly, the foundations of Christianity, these foundations that include acknowledgement of the dignity of every human, the fearlessness to tell the truth, even when costly, and thirdly, again, the humility to be open to other people's ideas and that we may be wrong, our nation will indeed fall. But what she said last, she addressed directly at President Trump. She made one final plea.
Let me make one final plea, Mr. President. Millions have put their trust in you. And as you told the nation yesterday, you have felt the providential hand of a loving God. In the name of our God, I ask you to have mercy upon the people in our country who are scared now. There are gay, lesbian, and transgender children in Democratic, Republican, and independent families, some who fear for their lives. And the people who pick our crops and clean our office buildings, who labor in poultry farms and meatpacking plants, who wash the dishes after we eat in restaurants and work the night shifts in hospitals, they may not be citizens or have the proper documentation. But the vast majority of immigrants are not criminals. They pay taxes and are good neighbors. They are faithful members of our churches and mosques, synagogues, wadara, and temples. I ask you to have mercy, Mr. President, on those in our communities whose children fear that their parents will be taken away, and that you help those who are fleeing war zones and persecution in their own lands to find compassion and welcome here. Our God teaches us that we are to be merciful to the stranger, for we were all once strangers in this land.
The words of Bishop Marianne Buddy addressing Donald Trump specifically, a plea for mercy. And in her closing words, she reminds us what our American project requires.
May God grant us the strength and courage to honor the dignity of every human being, to speak the truth to one another in love, and walk humbly with each other and our God for the good of all people, good of all people in this nation and the world. Amen.
That is strength. That is power, because it is true, not because of who she is or the money in her bank account, but because she spoke the truth. So in these times that are so challenging for all of us, I ask you to find your whys, to reengage with the values that you hold dear, and find a way to mercy. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network when we come back and interview with State Senator Melissa Ratcliffe. Keep it locked.